Heat spread through my naked legs, and I watched as they pressed against each other and suddenly merged, all signs of their original shape obliterated in a single second. Then I grew. My former legs whipped outward, stretching longer by inches at a time, as my body rapidly took on the shape and silhouette of a mermaid. My tail had to be 5 or 6 feet long. I couldn't tell. I just knew it was much longer than my legs had been. Scales had to be next. I knew it. And despite the riot of sensations, I was intensely curious to find out what color I was going to be. There was a sparkle from where my left thigh used to be, and then another. And in moments, there was a cascading, shimmering ripple of scales blossoming from my lower body, unmistakably marking it as a fishtail. I smiled as my scales revealed their color, my favorite color. My tail was going to be a deep, rich blue. My scales erupted like fireworks over the length of my tail, beginning low, below my hips, so that my tight little human butt was still visible, the tail beginning just below my cheeks, where they had only moments before been joined with my thighs. At the tip of my tail, where my toes had just been swallowed up by the writhing tip of my tail, there was a sudden pressure, like a muscle flexing. No, more like fingers in a glove that's too small, I thought, pushing against something and trying to get through. Before I could waste more thought on it, my tail twitched suddenly, slapped itself firmly against the floor of the pool, and then my fin burst free. I gasped, not even realizing that I could breathe underwater now. As my fin unfurled itself like some kind of a pent-up fabric, practically exploding out of me in its need to stretch out to its full, gorgeous size. The bulk of it was an innumerable, alternating series of long, slender ridges with webbing in between, light blue with molted silver spots. The edges trailed off slightly longer, turning from blue to black as they did. My fin undulated slightly in the water as it floated there for a moment before my tail flexed and slammed it powerfully against the floor of the pool, shaking my body as if it intended to show me how strong it was. My back arched as my eyes opened wider, not expecting the chorus of sensations that my lower body was giving me. I could feel everything. My fin pushing against the water, my tail flexing as it writhed just a few inches longer, and the way it met me at my hips, my scales wrapping around my human half. I could have sworn my breasts were firmer, and my nipples were aching with heat and hardness, sitting full and pink and just begging to be played with. I slid a blue nailed hand up and gave one a little squeeze, making my tail thump against the pool again, gritting my teeth as I discovered my heightened sensitivity. My hands now moving down over my stomach, feeling the way my curves dipped down into my tail, how my scales kissed my hips and butt, but kept them tightly in their grasp. It felt fascinating and somehow dirty to feel my hands moving down my hips, over my butt, and gently palming large, firm handfuls of my cute cheeks before sliding onto my pearly scales. I gave my ass a smack and giggled. And then there was my tail. God, it was so beautiful. The way it stretched out from my hips, so thick and heavy, and the way my scales reflected the faint light from the surface. I knew it would be even more magnificent during the day, when its color could be fully enhanced by the sun and a light sheen of water when I stretched it out on a rock or maybe a deck chair. I curled my fins backwards in ways that would have been impossible if this was a costume, and I had legs carefully hidden beneath the smooth, curving stroke of my tail. but I didn't have legs. I had a long, beautiful fish tail. The thought sent me shuddering into a smile. I really was a mermaid.